Well, the choir has just finished off by saying, "Seek the kingdom of God. Time is passing by. Your opportunity is passing by." And the first song says, "For the kingdom of darkness and error shall fall." Are you in this battle, or are you just an onlooker? Do you believe that the kingdom of darkness will fall?
We are calling ukuthi umbuso obumnyama usayokuwa usayobhidlika.
May the Lord help us. May the service be a blessing to you to that end.
Wangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza abe nathi lenkonzo ibe isibusiso nakuwena.
Let us pray.
Asithand us.
Lord, we can only ask you to speak to us in a way that we can understand, that old and young alike can be blessed through your word, through whatever, Lord, you choose to speak in our hearts and minds this morning.
Nkulunkulu, sicela kuwena kuphela ukuba Nkosi ube kanye nathi, ukhulume nathi. Khuluma Nkosi ngendlela eyoqonda umncane nawe umdala. Ukhuluma Nkosi lokho okusenhlizweni yakho othanda ukukhuluma kuthina namhlanje kuseni.
We ask this that your name may be glorified in our lives, that we may be a sweet smelling odor to you.
Aba siyacela lokhu kuze igama lakho lidunyiswe likhazinyuliswe Nkosi empilweni zethu ukuba Nkosi sibe iphunge elimnandi elikhuphukela kuwena.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to share a word out of Matthew chapter 21.
Ngithanda ukuba ngikhulume ngezwi esilithola encwadini kaMathewu isahluko sika 21.
And then verse 32.
Sizofunda laphaya evesini lika 32.
Matthew 21 verse 32.
Wathi kaMathewu isahluko samashumi amabili nanye ivesi lamashumi amathathu nambili.
For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward change your minds and believe him.
Ngokuba uJohane weza kini ngendlela yokulunga, anikholwanga nguye, kepha abathelisi nezifebe bakholwa nguye. Kodwa nina khona nikubona aniguqukanga nakamuva nize nikholwe nguye.
Here Jesus was addressing people and chief priests, elders of the people who were challenging the authority by which Jesus was doing these things.
Lana uJesu bekhuluma nabantu abaholi abantu bekade bekhuluma naye bephikisana naye bembuza ngegunya lakhe lokwenza izinto bezenza.
Jesus came for all people.
UJesu wezela abantu bonke.
He came for me. He came for you.
Wezela mina, wezela wena.
He came to save sinners.
Wezela ukuzosindisa izono.
Do you regard yourself as a sinner?
Ngabe wena uzibona njengesoni na?
how terrible that Jesus came to his own and his own received him not. This is heartbreaking, and your heart ought to be touched by it too.
Lendaba kwindaba edabukisayo bekumele kufanele uthi nayakho inhliziyo idabuke ngalendaba.
To those who should have known, who should have known better, to those who had the scripture from A to Z, they were the ones questioning. They were the ones seeking to fault our Redeemer, our Savior.
Labo bebe nolwazi olungcono, ebebazi kusukela ekuqaleni, yibona laba manje asebephonsa imibuzo bephikisana nomsindisi wethu.
And friends, this is the danger of our nowadays.
Sihlobo lena ingozi esibhekene nayo kuso lesi sikhathi esiphila kusona.
To have the mind of Christ.
Ukuba sibe nalowo mqondo woku Christ.
We cannot rely on our intellect.
Ngeke sikwazi ukuthi sincike ekwazini nasekuhlakanipheni kwethu.
We cannot rely on our experiences.
Ngeke sincike ezintweni esizenzile noma esihlangabezane nazo esikhathini esidlule.
We cannot even rely and say God worked like this. If God chooses to work in a different way today from yesterday, we need to be in tune with him.
Futhi ngesize sincike sibambelele ekutheni uNkulunkulu usebenze ngalendlela izolo, simele ukuthi sibe abantu abahlala njalo bekulokho ngendlela afuna ukusebenza ngayo ngesikhathi sakhe.
And what was right for you yesterday, may I dare say, be careful that God wants to lead you away higher and wants to correct you and wants to uplift you and do something contrary to what you know and feel.
Kulokho bekungenzeka ukuthi bekuyinto enhle into ubuyenzile izolo, qaphela ukuthi mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu manje usefuna ukukunikeza okungcono okuphakeme kunalokho, kodwa ukubonakala kuphambene kunalokho bekwenza ngayizolo.
And Jesus had to talk hard words to people who are relying on their intellect, on their knowledge of the scripture.
Lana kwadinga ukuthi uJesu akhuluma amazwi anzima alikhuni ebantwini obencike ekwazini kwabo.
And if somebody speaks hard and harsh words to you, you should ask him, your Savior, your Redeemer, Lord, what do you say? Are your words perhaps harsher than these mere human words addressed to me?
Uma ngabe khona umuntu okhuluma kuwena amazwi azwakale likhulu enzima kuwe, zibuze uNkulunkulu uthi kungenzeka yini inkosi uthi ama awakho amazwi owakhulumayo alikhune ngaphezulu kwalawo engiwezwa kulo muntu wasemhlabeni.
The prophets testify of this when they met with the righteous one, the one who is above all, having all knowledge, all wisdom, all insight. When he met them in his loftiness, when he met them in his holiness, they cried out, woe is me, I am undone.
Uprofethi uyafakaza ngalokhu ngesikhathi ehlangana nolungileyo emthola ebungcweleni bakhe. Uthi umprofethi ngakhala ngathi maye kimi ngumuntu omubi.
And Jesus had to tell the people, all what these people teach you, do, but don't do as they do.
Jesu kwadingukuthaza tshela abantu ethi kubo, konke abakuthi abantshela khona, kwenzeni, kodwa ningenzi njengoba benza bona.
What a challenge to you and I as a missionary, as a worker in the Lord's vineyard. Can we tell others, do what you see me do?
Inselelo enkulu le sibhekene nayo thina sabafundisi sithu ngesemsebenzini wenkosi. Ungakwazini ukubatshela abantu ukuthi yenzani lokho nami ngikwenzayo?
When Jesus commanded his disciples, his last, shall we say, his bid, his farewell words to his disciples, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel, teaching them to keep, not teaching them to know, we've heard it before, teach them to keep all that I have taught you.
Lapho uJesu ekhuluma nabafundi bakhe amazwi esingathi bekwamazwi okugcina ukuvalelisa, uthi hambani emhlabeni wonke nishumayele ivangeli, nibafundise ukugcina, hayi ukwazi, kodwa nibafundise ukugcina konke lokho nginiyale ngakho.
Jesus said, you will recognize them by their fruit.
Jesu uthini akubabona ngezithelo zabo.
Jesus says, you will recognize them by their love.
Thina kubabona nibaqonde ngothando lwabo.
Jesus says, they will recognize me by the oneness. As the Father in the Son and the Son in the Father. That's what Jesus prayed for.
UJesu uthi bayakungibona kini ngobunye benu njengoba mina noBaba besimunye. UJesu wayekhulekela lokho.
So, to our word. And Jesus once said, if your righteousness does not supersede that of the Pharisees, there was no good future for his followers.
Jesus wathi uma kulunga kwenu kungadluli lokho kwabafarisi, alikho ke kusasa kubalandeli.
To our word, for John came to you in the way of righteousness.
Asibuyele ezini lethu ngokuba uJohane weza kini ngendlela yokulunga.
Here Jesus could speak about a man who was sent with a heavenly calling.
Lana uJesu ukhuluma ngomuntu owayekade ethunyiwe ngobizo lwasezulwini.
And he came to you in the way of righteousness.
Weza kini ngendlela yokulunga.
John had God, the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit in him. And that drove him to say what he said and to baptize whom he could baptize.
UJohane wayenomoya oyingcwele, holo uNkulunkulu, ekhuluma lokho ebemholela khona ukuthi akhulume, ebhabhathiza futhi lo holelwa uye ukubambhabhathiza.
And Jesus' verdict, you did not believe him.
Jesu lana uthi nina anikholwanga nguye.
They could have replied, we did. We also went down, we also wanted to be baptized, the baptism of repentance.
Bebengaphendula bathi sikholile uyena. Ingani nathi sahamba sayakhona emfuleni ukuba sibhabhathizwe ngombhabhathizo wakhe.
We listened to his words.
Salalela amazwi akhe.
And my I say, we could not fault his preaching in the wilderness. But he resisted us. He didn't want to baptize us. He spoke ugly words to us that don't befit a Christian. But how wonderful. Jesus spoke words to them that were of the same caliber and magnitude and sounded very like John's words.
Kodwa uyisimanga ukuthi nayo uJesu Qobo waphimisela amazwi anjengawo lawa acisha afane nalawa akhulunywa uJohane.
But John said, bring forth fruit of repentance. I first of all want to see the fruit of repentance, so to say, before I can baptize you.
Kodwa uJohane uthi vezani izithelo zokuphenduka phambi ukuthi nginibhaphathize.
He came to you in the way of righteousness. Friends, if we want to prepare for Christ's coming into our lives and Him working boundlessly, gloriously, we've got to walk the way of righteousness and find ourselves on the way of righteousness.
But
wonderful that there can be a but, a right but, not an evil but.
Kepha, kuyisimanga ukuthi kube khona lokho kuthi kodwa kungekhona okubi kodwa ngokuhle.
He says, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him.
Kodwa abathelisi nezifebe bakholwa nguye.
Now I dare say, and if you find yourself being a tax collector and a prostitute, there's hope for you. Because you can believe him.
Again, kusho lokhu ukuthi uma kungenzeka ukuthi uyithole ungumthelisi noma ubalwa nabanye balezi sifebe likhona ithemba kuwe.
In 20 verse 31 says, truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes enter the kingdom of God before you.
Evesini lamashumi amathathu nanye uthi ngiqinisile ngithi kini abathelisi nezifebe bangena phambi kwenu embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
I'd like to read something what someone uttered.
Thanda ukufunda amagama athize noma amazwi akhulunywa ngomunye.
This person says, throughout Scripture, Jesus shows kindness and favor to tax collectors and prostitutes.
Uthi lo muntu embhalweni yonke yothola uthi uJesu uveza umusa kubathelisi kanye nakwizifebe.
He is merciful to the adulteress from John chapter 8, the one who was caught red-handed in adultery.
Unomusa kwiziphingi njoba sithola encwadini kaJohane isahluko sika 8 kulowo owabanjwe eqotsheni ephinga.
He reclines with Levi who prepared a banquet for the Lord.
Uyazwelana nabalevi, abalevi labo ababelungisa idili belungisela inkosi
noma uLevi. Levi, a tax collector as well, in Mark 2. And he inspires Zacchaeus to give half of his goods to the poor in Luke chapter
19. Luke chapter 19,
This kindness, however, is interpreted as a weakness or even a transgression by the religious leaders.
Kota lo Musa lo awuvezela laba bantu laba ababafundile nabalwazi abaholi kwezenkolo bakubuka sengathi wenza iphutha ngalokho akwenzayo.
When a prostitute comes to anoint Jesus's feet with perfume, for example, the religious leaders sneer. If this man truly were a prophet, he would know that the woman touching him was a sinner.
Uma efika nowesifazane owekade isiphingi ezogcoba uJesu ngamafutha obukayo lapho umholi wezenkolo uyagxeka. Uthuma le ndoda ibe umuntu olungileyo ibizoqonda ukuthi lo wesifazane oyigcoba ngamafutha uyisoni.
Just a pause. They say he would know that the woman touching him is a sinner. Didn't Jesus know? For sure he knew it better than they. They needed to catch the woman in adultery before they knew. But Jesus knew it long ago before them. He knew it. Why do they have to tell him?
Bathi uma ngabe ebazi ukuthi lo wesifazane uyisoni, uJesu vele ubazi ngaphambi ukuthi bona bakwazi lokho, bona badinga ukuthi baze bambambe eqotsheni ukuze bazi ukuthi uyisoni, kodwa uJesu wayekwazi ngaphambili.
During Jesus' time, prostitutes and tax collectors were considered the most sinful of sinners.
Ngesikhathi sikaJesu, laba bantu abathelisi kanye nezifebe bekuyibona abantu ababukwa njengezoni ezimbi kunabo bonke.
A prostitute capitalized on the basest and most primitive of human desires, lust, to make a living.
Ngoba laba bantu ebebe izifebe bedayisa ngemzimba eyona mpilo ebebephila ngayo bethola ngayo imali bekuwukuthi badayise ngemzimba yabo.
And some thought that their very presence allured others along this dark path as well.
Bajabayi bebecabanga ukuthi uma ekhona nje lo muntu oyisifebe phakathi kwabantu kukhona kwakhe kuholela kudonsela abanye ekutheni bangene kule mpilo yakhe embi.
Does Jesus not know that? Would he not know?
Jesu bengakwazi yini uma beze baphimisele bathi uma ngabe ubazi.
Tax collectors were not paid by the government.
Abathelisi bebengatholi iholo kuhulumeni.
Everyone understood that a tax collector was to earn his living by overcharging citizens for their taxes.
Kakho bonke abantu bebazi lokhu ukuthi umthelisi kuzaphile kudinga ukuthi akhokhise abantu intela engaphezulu kwalokho kufanele bayikhokhe.
Thought to be liars and thieves, caring more about money than righteousness, justice, or their fellow human beings.
Bebaziwa njengabantu ababa kambibanga abantu abantshontshayo abangacabangeli abanye abantu okuyona into ephambili kubona bekuyimali nje.
They were caring about money.
Obekuhamba phambili nje kusemqoka kubona bekuyimali kuphela.
Are our keys inspired by the Spirit of Jesus?
Ngabe imnako yethu thina ifakwe noma iholwa umoya oyingcwele kaJesu na?
Woe if our cares cause us not to be found on the way of righteousness.
Mayike thina uma imnako yethu isiholele ekutheni sibe abantu abangatholakali behamba endleleni yokulunga.
And Jesus said, even when you saw it, When you saw the tax collectors and prostitutes believing in him, you did not afterward change your minds and believe him. Believe him, believe Jesus, believe John.
Ujesu tsikotwa nina, nikubona, nibona bephenduka abafarisi, kodwa nina niguqukanga ukuba nikhole kuyena uJesu, nikhole kuJohane.
Jesus says, even when you saw it, you did not change your mind, you did not repent.
Jesu tsikotwa nina nikubona, aniguqukanga, aniphendukanga.
Are we prepared to change our mind if we see it?
Sikulungele yini ukuba siguqule ingqondo yethu uma ngabe sikubona?
Maybe you come here, children, neighbor, long-going churchgoer.
Mhlawumbe niyafika lana bantwana, bomakhelwane, noma nina esenabantu kade bahamba besonto.
You see it. You see God's wonders. You see God doing something in before your eyes which others haven't witnessed. Are you guilty of this guilt that Jesus lays upon these people? You knew it, you saw it, and yet you did not change your mind.
Niyakubona, niyabona izimangaliso ezenzakalayo. Kungenzeka yini ukuthi phezu kwakho konke lokho nokuba necala uJesu alibeka laba bantu ethi nakuba nikubonile kodwa aniguqukanga.
Jesus allows you to see things.
Jesu uyakuvumela ukuba uzibone lezi zinto.
So that your mind should be changed.
Ukuze ingqondo yakho iguqulwe.
Or do you know better?
Noma mhlawumbe wena wazi kangcono.
You know, next Sunday I can come to church again.
Hawu ngesonto elizayo vele ngizokwazi ukuze esontweni.
We've heard that already.
Kuthi hawu indaba endala leyo kade sasizwe.
There he says it again. And you see it. You see it. Jesus accuses us. We see it. And we do not change our minds.
Siyakubona, siyakuzwa uJesu esihlaba ngakho, kodwa nokho asiguqula ingqondo yethu.
Friends, I hope you see also a glimpse of what I saw. If Jesus is Lord in our life, which we have sung, which we have prayed, and maybe cried tears, Lord, I surrender all. Lord, I devote myself wholeheartedly to you.
Uma uJesu eyinkosi ezimpilweni zethu, njoba sesiculile, njoba sesiphimiselile, sakusho sathi Jesu, ngiyanikela ngempilo yami yonke nakho konke kwami kuwena.
And you've spent many hours in prayer promising the Lord things.
Amusuchitha isikhathi eside usemthandazweni, wenza izethembiso enkosini.
If he comes and he saves the tax collector, if he comes and he saves the prostitute, do you see it? Does it change your mind? Is your heart gripped? Oh, Jesus, I don't know you. Is this how your spirit moves? May I read something from Basilia Schlink's writings where she says, you will never be the same.
Mangafunda
I remember that song. Once you've met this man of Galilee, you will never be the same again. The chief priests, the elders, the Pharisees, they remained the same.
The
song says, once you met this man of Galilee, he who calms the storm and makes blinded eyes to see, you will never be the same again. He will change your life and set the captive free.
Now
she says, I'm just taking some snippet out of it, says, we Christians and even workers can bring many sacrifices. But our sacrifices were maybe self-chosen.
They
were offered in disobedience to God. Friends, this goes very deep. Can you understand this language? You can number the sacrifices that you have made, are busy making. But they can be self-chosen. Jesus didn't instruct you. It was your own choosing to bring those sacrifices. For example, a missionary on the mission field is sent home because of sickness. She was on the field. She was admired for her dedication, love, and willingness to sacrifice. Back home, she suddenly became unbearable, rebelling against everything because she had to do admin work at a desk. She had lived for herself. She had sacrificed herself to satisfy her own ego. It is grace if the living Jesus, the living Christ, can speak to us. And in every circumstance, in every sphere, bring his verdict.
Kumusa umangabu Jesu, engakwazi ukukhulumisana nathi, kuthi nakunoma isiphi isimo, esihlangabezana naso, noma esikusona empilweni, kube yena okhipha izwi lakhe ukuthi yena ubona kanjani kuleso simo.
Friend, this word causes me to tremble. I shudder. I didn't want to say this to you. In first instance, I want to preach to myself. Because we will be rewarded with eternal life if we have been obedient to Him. Saul also was chosen by God, none other than God.
Saul
He actually hid from his calling. But then he also sacrificed. And God's verdict was, I regret for having made Saul king. And he had to send his prophet to tell him this truth: obedience is better than sacrifice. It is the sinner, even Paul, the servant, the slave of Jesus Christ, said, talks of sinners. And among those sinners, I am the chief of sinners. Not because he continued in his struggle against sin. He says, because I persecuted the followers, the true believers. I was persecuting Jesus.
Hayi ngoba mhlawumbe wayeqhubeka njalo ephilosonweni sakhe, kodwa uthi kwenxa yokuthi mina ngazingela ibandla likaKristu, ngizingela amakholwa, ngizingela yena uJesu uqobo.
I can only say this humiliates and this humbles one. And that Jesus even took up our form, and on the cross he could say, on behalf of man, I am a worm, not a man.
Jesus was a watata isimo somuntu. Why last as Pambanu and Esbona, Jango Muntu, or Paz, and Chonanga Paz go Muntu?
Child, have you seen? You have seen all this, and you still have not repented. When will you repent? What do you want?
Bantuan and Bonil, Senik Bonila Gonga Loku, Auga Kukugi, Ufunan Gan.
What more do you want to see or hear? When will your heart be touched to humble yourself? When will our children humble themselves? And say, I am a worm, not a man. Not to just apologize and carry on with your life you're living, but that your heart, your spirit is crushed, and that you are found on the way of righteousness. Friend, child, we cannot keep quiet if you are not found on the way of righteousness. not on the way of this world.
Kungekhona nje ukuthi umuntu afika xolise kodwa emvalo kwayiqhubekele nempilo yakhe kodwa kuba umuntu aguquka besendleleni yokulunga bantwana ngeke size sithule nize nihambe kuyindlela yokulunga.
If that which separates you from the repentant sinners is not dealt with, do not remain an enemy.
Uma lokho okukuhlukanisayo nokuthi uhambisane nabaphendukile unga impilo yakho iguquka uhamba endleleni yobungcwele endleleni yokulunga yohlala unjengesitha.
When will your mouth be changed? The way you talk, your flippant remarks, you always wanting to add something to the mess. When will your tongue be changed?
Umlomo wakho indebe zakho ziyaguquka nini ukuba zishintshe indlela yokukhuluma ungabe umuntu njalo otholakale namazwi akho afakayo unezele kububo obuvele kukhona.
When will you be changed not to have the spirit that overwhelms the prostitutes?
Uyaguquka nini ukuba ube nomoya nokulunga ukulunga okudlula lokho kwesifebe?
When will your spirit be changed and saved from it that you say, that was I, but now my interests have changed?
Umoya wakho uyaguquka nini ube nomoya othi ngakinjalo esikhathini esingaphambili kodwa manje ngiguquliwe nezinto engizenza ngiyithandayo sezishintshile.
Because of what I have seen, others have been saved from it. Why do I want to continue in it?
Ngiguqukile ngenxa yalokho engikubonile. Ngibabona abanye bephenduka kukho. Pho mina ngizohlalelani ngiqhube naleyo mpilo.
Look and see. Look at those that have changed.
How big, qalaza ubheke kulabo asebeguqukile.
There's nothing sweeter, nothing more wonderful that you can say, this child was like this, but how wonderful. How wonderful that the child has a humble spirit. And before you need to reprimand the child says, Mama, sorry. Brother, sorry. Sister, sorry. That was not right. Dad, go papa, go mama, sorry. Isn't there something sweeter than that?
I couldn't have none. Generally, you could to Lengane. Yes, you are inje. Kodwa manje sikuguqukile sokuthi manje ungakayithethisi ungakayikhuzi kube yona efika kuqala ethi baba mama mkhulu mfethu dade wethu ngiyaxolisa.
Well, you don't say, but look at the others, they can do that.
Lapho ungadinga uze ukhulume naye uthi kodwa bheka sibani bani abanye bayakwazi bona ukuzehlisa.
You don't want to compare yourself with others. You aim for those who have found the way of righteousness. And that drives you and is your heart's cry, Lord, may I be found on the way of holiness.
Hafuna ukuzikhathanisa nabanye, kodwa ulangazelela ukuba ufumaneke ukuleyo ndlela yokulunga. Umthandazo wakho lo ukuthi Nkosi, mangifunyane ngihambe endleleni yokulunga.
You have got your sights before you and your purpose, and you say, whatever that others do at school, at work, yes, they do like that, yes, they talk like that, yes, they seduce like this, but I have got a goal, I have got a purpose. Jesus has changed my mind.
Ubekile lo mgomo phambi kwakho, ubekile leyo ndawo ofinyelela kuyona. Noma abanye bethini esikoleni, kodwa wena uthi mina nginomgomo wami engifuna ukufinyelela kuwona.
Do you want to continue being disobedient?
Ufuna ukuqhubeka yini nokungalaleli?
Remember the disobedience in this classroom. Remember the disobedience in the car. Isn't your heart touched that you want to be cleansed from that? Oh Lord, I need forgiveness. Oh I want Jesus to love me and I want to love him.
Let's
not just talk. That is a command. And the first command, you shall love the Lord your God. Why don't you love him? You should love him above all else. Why don't you love him?
Loko khona nje ukukhuluma kodwa kuumiyalo ukuthi umele ukuthi umthande uNkulunkulu wakho ngenhliziyo yakho yonke pho ngani ukuba ungamthandi.
Sorry for talking to the children.
Yaxolisa ukuba ngikhulume ngibhekisise ezinganeni kangaka.
The children, you are losing out. You are wasting precious time of loving the Lord, of dein Leben ihm zu weihen. There's nothing that can be compared to it.
Kodwa bantwana niyalahlekelwa. Nilahlekelwa ileyo mpilo emnandi ongekho ongaqhathaniswa nayo impilo yokumphilela uNkulunkulu.
You don't have to live with guilty feelings.
Lapho ungadinga ukuthi uphile njalo uyizwela unecala.
You don't have to have a bad conscience.
Uyizwela unonembeza ongemuhle.
You can be cleansed.
Kodwa ungahlanzwa.
You can go to the one you have wronged and say, you know, I lashed out at you, whether it was by hand or fist or stick or just by this small member. Isn't this a wonderful gospel to
you?
This will bring you eternal joy and happiness. You can thrive in abundance of being forgiven your sin. And this is the barometer, shall I say, uslinganiso, the measurement by which we want to measure ourselves. And I think when we were young, we measured ourselves according to that measure. And we had a zealousness and eagerness for the gospel, for Jesus. But we didn't know what the dance floor was. We didn't know what bioscope was. We didn't know what it was to embrace a girl. We didn't know what a kiss was to a girl. This was what the gospel brought us. We saw something. And our minds were changed through the working of the Spirit of God. But how more do we need it today not to lose out on the working and on the plans and on the desires of the one who called us
Kodwa kuze kube manje namhlanje sikulangazelela kanjani sikufisa kanjani ukuthi singalahlekelwa ikhona siqhubeke kulezo yifiso zalowo wasindisa.
And if the tax collectors are saved and when the prostitutes are saved we call out Jesus save me.
Uma sibona abathelisi sibona izifebe zisindiswa siyamemeza sikhala sithi Jesu ngisindise nami.
I want to change my mind.
Ngifuna nami ukuba ingqondo yami iguqulwe.
I want to repent and turn and become a new man as you want me to be.
Ngifuna ukuba ngiphenduke ngibe umuntu omusha njengoba wena uNkulunkulu ufisa.
May the Lord help us.
Bangathi inkosi ngasize.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu licacile, ngicabanga ukuthi wonke umuntu uzwile uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nathi.
God's word is crystal clear, and I'm sure each and everyone has heard what God has said to him or to her.
Amavesi angaphambili kwalelo esilifundile u31 akhuluma lapho uJesu ekhuluma khona ngomnye umfanekiso ohlangana nalona lapho ubaba ekhuluma namadodana akhe amabili.
Just prior to the verses which we read, Jesus spoke about a father who gave two sons of his an instruction.
Eyokuqala wakhuluma naye wathi mntanami hamba uyosebenza esivinini ngiyakuthuma ukuthi uye esivinini sami.
And he said, I send you to go into my vineyard.
Yathi kulungile ngizoya.
And the first one said, all right, dad, I'll go.
Kodwa ayanga.
But in the end, he didn't go.
Esibili wakhuluma naye wathi mntanami hamba uyosebenza esivinini sami ngiyakuthuma.
And the same instruction was given to the second son.
Hamba uyosebenza esivinini sami ngiyakuthuma yathi angizukuya kodwa ekugcineni yayisiguquka yaya esivinini sika baba.
And the second son refused to go to the vineyard. He said, I will not go. However, later on, he relented and then he went.
Ilapho kuJesu sesifika khona kulo verse 31 la noma 32 la sikusizwa khona ngalomfanekiso uJesu nalendaba asitshela yona kaJohane uMbhaphathizi.
And that is where Jesus then spoke about this matter concerning John just after that.
Into engithinte kakhulu lapha ileli verse noma lomuqa othi noma senikubonile nina kodwa aniphendukanga nangasemuva kokuba seniqondile ukuthi ngempela kuhamba kanjani.
But you know the crux of this is that when Jesus spoke to those people he said even though you saw the tax collectors and you saw the prostitutes repenting and coming to God, even then, that didn't touch you and you did not believe.
Noma senikubonile lokho, nangasemuva kwalokho, aniguqukanga, anibuyanga nina nize nibuyele kuyena uNkulunkulu.
Even then, you did not repent. You did not turn back to God and believe.
Ithuba elihle leli namhlanje bazalwane uNkulunkulu asinikeza lona singathi second chance noma ithuba lesibili lokuthi noma ngabe ungakwenzanga ngesikhathi esingaphambili usengakwenza namanje kamuva usengaguquka uze kuyena uNkulunkulu.
But God is giving us a second chance this morning, and even though you were disobedient initially, you did not follow his instruction, but now he's giving you a second chance that you can now repent and believe.
Noma ngabe ukwenze ngenhloso ukuthi ungaphenduki, noma ngabe ukwenze ungaqondile kwenzeka ngephutha, kodwa buya ke manje buyela kuye uNkulunkulu ngoba nanti izwi lithi noma bekubonile lokho labayana abaphendukanga nangasemuva, kodwa wena likhona ithuba, ichance yokuthi usungaphenduka namhlanje uze kuyena uNkulunkulu.
Whether you are disobedient on purpose, whether you are disobedient through ignorance or whatever the reason may be, but now God is giving you that second opportunity that having seen and having seen what God has done, that you can now repent and believe.
uze kuyena uJesu Kristu omkhulu uzilethe inhliziyo yakho yonke uzilethe uqobo lwakho uze kuyena uphenduke njoba lisho izwi ukuthi laba nangasemuva bakwenzanga lokho kodwa kwenzeke wena manje usuzwile lombikwa namhlanje hoza kuyena uNkulunkulu.
You can bring your life, you can recommit yourself and dedicate yourself wholeheartedly to Christ. Not like those people of whom Jesus said, even though you saw all this, how the prostitutes and the Pharisee and the tax collectors came to the Lord, even then they did not believe and they did not repent. May we not be like that, but that having seen, that we may turn to Him and return to Him.
Ungabanake aba seduze kwakho, aba omakhelwane bakho, abangane bakho, kodwa wena jika kasemuva manje uze kuyena uNkulunkulu ngoba usuluzwile iqiniso ukuthi linjani.
Don't take note or don't consider your friend or the one next to you, what they are going to do, how they are going to respond, but when the Lord has spoken to you, you need to repent. And in Zulu, the word repent means to turn around and to come to Christ.
Uyababona baphenduka phambi kwakho, basizakala phambi kwakho, uNkulunkulu uyasebenza kubona phambi kwakho. Noma kade ungakuboni, kodwa jika ke manje guquka nawe ngasemuva lisho njalo, abazange baphenduke, kwenzeke wena ngasemuva uphenduke uze kuyena uNkulunkulu.
You see how God is at work? You see how many are coming to God and they accept the message of righteousness? Now, even though you did not do it at the beginning, even though you were disobedient at the beginning, but afterwards, having seen that, now return to God, return to the Lord Jesus, and believe.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza silekelele ngalamazwi esiwazwile kube ngamazwi azosivuselela, amazwi azosakha, amazwi azosikhumbuza ukuthi yebo mhlambe sonke lesisikhathi benginganakile, bengingakuboni, kodwa ngishintsheke manje kasemuva bese ngiyithatha indlela okuyiyona yona.
May the Lord have mercy on us that these words will revive and quicken us, that they will stir us up, that we'll be reminded by them that even if before we have been disobedient and not obedient to the instruction, even though we said we'll be obedient, may we now be obedient.
uNkulunkulu kungenzeka ukuthi wenza izimanga phambi kwakho ngoba efuna ukuthi avuse wena, avuselele wena, aqwashise wena, akhumbuze wena ngezinto ezithile. Uma usukubona jika ubuyele kuyena uNkulunkulu.
So when the Lord stirs up your remembrance, when the Lord shows you things in your life, then now, having seen and having heard, repent to Him, turn to Him.
Kwathi uNkulunkulu angasiza ke, uma ngabe uNkulunkulu ekhulumile nawe, wakhuluma nami, wakhuluma nathi, lisekhona ithuba namhlanje, sisengaguquka ngasemuva, kokuba sesizwile lokhu, size kuyena uNkulunkulu, uzoba nomusa kithi.
May the Lord have mercy on you. May He have mercy on me. And if there are things that He has pointed out in your and my life, things that He's reminded us of, that we will pay heed to that. And even if we should only do it afterwards, but now, at this stage, at the second chance, that we will listen to Him, that we will be obedient and believe. Shall we pray? Lord, when you speak, it is not vain words. Your words bring life. To those who receive your word, to those who take your word into their hearts, it is the bread of life. Lord, here is this opportunity that you grant us, that we may repent. Many others have repented. Prostitutes, tax collectors, those who are looked down upon, they have obeyed, they have come to the way of life and to the way of righteousness. But, O Lord, grant that those who are children of the kingdom may not be cast out.
Nkosi siyababona abaningi bephenduka beza kuwe izifebe abathelisi nabantu ababukelwa phansi abangelutho beza kuwe bathola umusa kwangathi ungasiza nathi thina bantwana bombuso singalahlwa sikhishelwe ngaphandle.
Each one who has heard these words this morning will have to give an account of that before you one day.
Wonke nkosi okade lalele namhlanje ekuseni wezwa lamazwi kade siwezwa uyokwazi ukuthi aziphendulele ngawo ngolunye usuku phambi kwakho.
May we not be guilty for having ignored your mercy and your grace to us.
Wangathi nkosi singebe necala thina lokuthi asiwulalelanga umbuso umusa wakho osinikeza wona nothando lwakho osivezela lona.
Amen.
Amen.